This is Jim Taylor on WMJ Radio in Toledo, joined by Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio. And one of the legendary names in the history of college basketball is Adolph Rupp, the longtime Kentucky coach. And he has some roots up in Northwest Illinois, including recruiting a player, I think, from Savannah. And then Brian Roush, you told me he was actually let go from a high school coaching job in Northwest Illinois, and his next job was the University of Kentucky. Are you kidding me?
You know, that seems almost unbelievable, too unbelievable to believe, I mean, to be true. But yes, Adolph Rupp started here at Freeport from 1926 to 1930. I don't know what happened, but allegedly he was kind of dismissed there. And he ended up in Lexington, and the rest is history. From 1930 to 1972, he was the head coach there with 876 wins.
So as you look in any coaches in the Northwest Illinois, I'll look in any coaches down here in Western Illinois. I don't know if I see any coaches that could go from one of these schools to, say, Kansas, Kentucky, North Carolina. Man, that's quite a jump.
It is an amazing jump, and then to succeed at that next level. And I know it was a different time back then, but that's unbelievable. And as you say, years later, we had Dennis Radebaugh here in Savannah, who ultimately was recruited by Rupp, went and spent about a year and a half, I think, at Kentucky, or maybe a little bit longer than that, you know, playing, never quite seeing the floor because the game and the way that you treated recruits was a little differently back in those days. But, yeah, it's an amazing connection to one of the legendary figures in college basketball.
Yeah, so, you know, you talk about him coaching in Freeport from, you said, 26 to 30. So then he gets established at Kentucky, and he comes back to Savannah. I think it was 1961. Is that the player he recruited? Were there any, like, urban legend stories of him being in Savannah and recruiting this town? And when word got out, people wanting to follow the story or see him or visit him, or are there any of those type of stories that are circulating?
You know, none that I've ever heard. I think more of the urban legend is in Savannah, and I know recently the Tribune had a list of like the 100 best, you know, high school players, but the gold standard here when you talk local basketball is Dennis Radebaugh. When he was a senior before the three-point shot, and of course most of his points were scored from 10 feet in, he averaged 32.3 points per game. That is unbelievable in my estimation, and you know, people to this day still talk about his impact on the game, and somehow, probably through some connections in Freeport, some folks that were friends with Adolph Rupp that were still up there, got the word down to Lexington, and he came here to recruit this guy. That's unbelievable.
And that's why you see the great rarity of kids coming from really small schools having an impact at some of these Division I programs. And as you mentioned, this story, 32 points per game, one of the top scorers individually all time in individual seasons in Illinois anyway, and still he had trouble fighting for playing time at Kentucky. That's why the Ethan Happ story is such a great rarity.
Yeah, that's, I was thinking about that, and I thought, you know, in today's world, that's Ethan Happ. And Ethan has gone on to excel at that Big Ten university. And what, you know, what Radebaugh found out in Kentucky was every guy that he stepped out onto the floor in practice against was as good or better than he. And they were a little bit more, you know, they had the size like Ethan has, where they were able to dominate at the college level, where he was just a little bit undersized. But his numbers helped to open that door for him.
All right, so let's back up as we finish here. So the coaching resume for Adolph Rupp, 1926 to 1930 at Freeport High School in Northwest Illinois, right? His first coaching
right.
job. And the rumor is he was kind of forced out, let go, whatever, how you want to term it. And then his next job was from 1930 to 1972 at Kentucky.
Yes. That's according to Wikipedia, and that is, I mean, that's what I've always heard. And, yeah, that's it. He was a teacher at Freeport. He coached, teaching history and economics, and then for whatever reason was looking for the next job. University of Illinois head basketball coach Craig Ruby was invited to speak at the team banquet following the 1929-30 season. He said, hey, Kentucky has an opening, and I'll recommend you for the job. and the rest is history.
Yeah, I'll say now, do they have anything at Freeport? I've never been to Freeport High School. Do they have stuff there that kind of recognizes his time at the school?
I believe they do. I think they have some sort of like plaque or something in their trophy case. It's been a lot of years since I've been over there to they used to have a basketball shootout that we would cover from time to time, and I'm pretty sure that they've got some sort of marker there in the lobby, like right outside of their gymnasium.
He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah, and I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Toledo. And we're Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.